Okay, so in this section, I'm going to demonstrate some of the things that I talked about in using your social media for search. First, I want to start with Twitter. Before you start doing this, I would recommend with Twitter that you set up a profile. I think you'll find it easier to do some of these things. I'm not at this point recommending that you do a lot of interaction and engagement using your profile, but you're going to want to follow some people and so you can kind of track them. So fill out your profile, your username, if you can. Your username should be your name. My name, Deborah Russell, is unbelievably common, and so I couldn't get anything near it, so I'm using my business name, which is Artist Edge. You can use your band name if you're in a band. I don't like to add location just because I'm a single woman and I don't think it's secure, but feel free to do that as you wish. Do not protect your tweets. It is silly. The whole point of this is to be available and open and engaging, and protecting your tweets is the exact opposite of that. You can do some personalization. It's up to you. So that's the first piece on the account. For email notifications, I don't have Twitter notify me about anything, though I will say that when I first started, I did have Twitter notify me when I was followed by someone new, but I'm now getting so many follows a day, it doesn't make sense. And I'll show you when we get to step 5 and 6, I'll show you kind of how I manage new people and following and all that stuff. In your profile, now I recommend filling this in now just because in the activities you're going to be doing, which is basically following people, some people are going to follow you back, and that's great. So you want them to check you out and see something. I recommend using a photo instead of a logo, even though you might be tweeting as your business or as your band. I still think a photo is much more connective than a logo. It makes you look like a real person. Now, if it's a band, then you'd put an image of the band. Twitter has now created it so you can do a header, which is new. So maybe you would have if you're the primary tweet person, you would have your picture and the header of the band or a logo in the header. Definitely put your website and not a shortened version of your website. But here's the thing I wanted to talk to you about. Your bio. You're given 160 characters. Do not be quip. Do not be, funny. This is a straight up keywords. Who are you? What do you do? What are the keywords you think your target market might be looking for, and that's what you want to fill in your bio, and use as much of the 160 characters as you can. Notice I'm using all but 2. So that's the profile. Design, you want to have a picture. I don't highly recommend the pre-made themes. I recommend at the very least uploading a tile of your logo or your band or your artwork or something, and changing the colors a bit. I also think it's a really big mistake to have the overlay of black. You want your overlay to be white. It's just easier to read. And then with apps, I'm not going to get into too much, though you'll see I have a few. You do want to go through here periodically and delete things that you're not using. You may find apps on here if someone's hacked you, they may have done it through an app, and so you want to keep an eye on these. And it's pretty easy. You can just revoke access for an app you don't want to use. Okay, let's move on. One of the other most important things that you can use with Twitter is when you start following people, I recommend you set up lists. And I'll show you how you use those to keep track in your research. The way I use lists is I have the lists of my target market that I am following. I also have a couple of categories for people that I just want to keep track of. So I have my clients here, people that I'm learning from, for example, in the website design area in the social media expert. The more I'm learning about social media, I do it here. I mean, what better way to do it? But pretty much everything else is my target market. When someone new follows me, I check them out for a month and then decide whether I want to continue following them and what list they belong in. So as you're starting to develop your target markets, you would create a list for organizing them so that when you follow someone, one of the things you can do is you do this drop down, add or remove from list. So I do it actually when I'm following someone. So when in the action of following them, I also add them to a list. So how I use lists once I've set them up is I use an app called TweetDeck. TweetDeck is a website, tweetdeck.com, and it's an app. So you can download the app to your desktop. You can also download it on your iPad and on your phone. I'm not yet using it on my phone. I just upgraded to a phone that might be able to use it, but I just haven't gotten there. But I personally use the Chrome app, and so let me show you what that looks like. So the Chrome app opens up in a Chrome browser. Now I have set it up so that I have my lists. Now, how do I do that? You just click Add Column, Lists. And then you pick a list and it drops it as a column. So you'll see that I have columns. These are the super connectors. These are the people with huge followings that I'm really keeping an eye on. December tweeps are my new people for this month that I'm keeping an eye on. Then I've got my clients. And then I go into my lists by target market. The other thing that I do is searches. I have three searches. I search by my name, I search by my business name, and then I search for a common hashtag, see hashtag music biz, for my primary target market, which currently is music biz. And so I'll show you how you set that up. If you add a column, you can add a search, and you can enter either the hashtag or keyword. A little trick to know, you can enter it as a keyword without the hashtag, and it'll show up whether there's a hashtag or not. So that's how this works. And then this updates, and it just makes it a lot easier to keep an eye on things. So that's a quick overview of TweetDeck. I find TweetDeck makes really doing research and keeping up with your Twitter so much easier than using the Twitter main site. I find the Twitter main site to be pretty clumsy when it comes to this stuff, because it's just, once you get over about 200 people that you're following, it just moves way too quickly. Now, the main thing that we're talking about in this is searching, and you're searching in order to do research. So let me show you a search function. So Twitter search is twitter.com/search. This used to be actually a pretty poor function, but they've gotten better just recently, even since I created the segment for 4C. So for example, let's say the target market we're searching on is fly fishing. Now, if we click search, it used to only search by tweets. And you see, that's what comes up. But now you can also search by people. And so these are going to be people with fly fishing in their bio. So this has become a much better search engine than it used to be. So you can search by tweets and by people. So you might, let's say, fly fishing is your target market. You might follow some of these people, and you can see you can do it from right in here, and then you can add them to your lists immediately. And so that makes it a lot easier. So that's the twitter.com search function. There's also follower wonk. That's follower wonk.com. And let's say you wanted to look for, and notice it says search Twitter bios, compare users, analyze users, track followers, sort followers. So this could do a lot of things, but for us, we're just looking at searching. One of the things I like about follower wonk is you can decide to sort by influence, which means how many people are they influencing, by the number of tweets, by how many people they're following, by how many followers they have, and how old their site is. So how old is how long have they been on Twitter? So this is in number of days. And so you can decide you want to really just follow people who've been around Twitter for a long time. And that's useful. The next one I want to look at with you is Twello. Now, Twello was recently bought and scaled down. You used to be able to search by location. Now Twello, once you've logged in and set up your settings, Twello will either only search by your locality or everywhere. So that's Twello.com. But what I've discovered is Tweeps, which is an interesting site. By the way, I misspelled it. In the PowerPoint slide, I put Tweeps with an S, it's with a Z. But what you can do, if you notice, you can use search operators by name, bio, and location. So I set one up for bio, fly fishing, and location, Colorado. So these are people who are talking about fly fishing in their bio, and they're in the location of the state of Colorado. So I did a search on that. And there were 63 matches in Colorado. So notice location. And fly fishing guide and avid fly tier. Come fly fishing with me, fly fishing from a woman's perspective, Rocky Mountain fly fishing. So you can see this really can focus you in. And then you can also refine your search by the number of followers, by the number they're following, and how long ago the account was created. Finally, I want to show Topsy. And Topsy, you can search tweets, you can search experts, you can search trending, you can search everything. I want to show you primarily two things. So, particularly when you're doing research, and this is searching for people who are talking about fly fishing, which may or may not be useful. But what you can also search are experts, which can be really useful when you're initially doing your research. These are the people that Topsy considers to be experts in the field of fly fishing. And you can notice how they gauge that largely on the number of mentions, as well as probably what their bio is talking about. So that's for searching Twitter. And again, primarily at this point, you're going to follow the people that you want to follow and just read their tweets and take notice of what they're talking about, the language that they use to talk about it, and what they're saying are their wants, needs, and desires. What are the problems they're dealing with, etc., etc. Now, I want to show you Facebook. Now with Facebook, in order to do this at all, you have to set up a profile. You are going to want to set up a Facebook page, but we're going to talk about that later when we talk about driving traffic. So for now, we're just talking about researching. So if you're researching fly fishing, I want you to notice something. If you click the button, it opens all results, but you can narrow them by people, pages, places, groups, events. You see how this works? Posts in groups. Primarily, you're going to be looking at people and at pages. Now, with people, when you're looking at them, and notice there's a lot of people whose name is fly fishing. So usually that's a business. Pages are the businesses or organizations, communities around fly fishing, which you may want to like and just hang out there and watch. Notice also how many likes they've got, how active they are, okay? Places can be useful, particularly if you are looking for, actually this is true for pages as well, but pages and places are useful for sponsoring. So if you're looking for companies that might be interested in sponsoring your music because you target fly fishing and that's their target market, this could be a useful thing for you to look at. Groups is a great thing for you to just hang out and listen to what they're talking about. So now, if you just go into a group, you can read what they're talking about, what they're doing, and how they're talking about things. And the other thing are events. And again, these may be things you want to become active in. May want to join these events, go to these events, because again, these are where your target market is hanging out. Okay? And with public posts, this is actually a quick place to look at what they're talking about when it comes to fly fishing. But notice it's not. See, this is a fly in the ointment, which isn't necessarily what you're looking. This is just fishing, not necessarily fly fishing. So this is literally a search in public posts. And then you can also do a quickie post in groups. But again, since a lot of groups are not public, this may not be as useful. Okay? So that's for Facebook searching. And then briefly, I'm going to look at LinkedIn. And as I mentioned to you already, LinkedIn is primarily for business to business, not business to consumer. But let's just take a look in the search for fly fishing. Now, notice a couple of things come up: companies, groups, and skills. That's kind of interesting. But I also want you to look at the advanced. In advanced, you can put in keywords. You can put in location, country, postal code, within 50 miles. You can't get any more specific here unless you upgrade to a paid membership in LinkedIn. You can choose different industries. So, for example, you could look for crossovers, environmental services, and fly fishing, and see what comes up. So that's kind of the way you use LinkedIn to search. You can search by specific. Let's say you've decided you'd like to get sponsored by Bass Tackle and Reel or whatever. You can type in that company and find the employees from that company, so you have someone to connect with in looking for sponsorship. Now, if you wanted to, for example, search for film producers because you're looking to get your music connected with film, but let's say you wanted to get more advanced and say film producers near where you live in Canada, near, and you would just put your, postal code, and then you can search in that way, so you can find people close to you. So that's a way to use LinkedIn for search. Okay, hope you found this useful. Thanks very much. We'll talk to you in Chapter 5.